League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Is a renterswarehouse.com roadshow live from Nick's Place. Here's Joel Blank and Travis Johnson, powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back.
Well, ho, 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 Houston. Guess where we are? The day before Christmas and all through the house, everyone's stirring. I don't know about the mouse, but it is Ebony's and Ivory. It is Travis Johnson, Keenan McCardle, and myself, Joel Blank. We are here till 4 o'clock at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. All you got to do is come down Westheimer from the Galleria and take a left right before you get to Beltway 8 and or Gessner, and you'll find Rocky Ridge, you'll find us, and you'll find a party that is waiting to happen right here. They've been going all morning. They're going to go all afternoon. We're going to take you till 4 o'clock, and we're going to have some fun. I've got the two bookends of knowledge with me. I always say it's offense, defense, and I am special ed with special teams. So we can do whatever you want to do. El Jefe front and center making his appearance.
El Jefe!
It's what we do. We give shout-outs to our peeps who make a difference in our lives all year long, as we appreciate you guys for making a difference in ours by listening throughout the year. So, guys, nice little environment here today.
Oh, man, this is one of the – hey, I'll tell you right now.
We need to be here all the time, huh?
Without question.
I've come over here a few times with Granado, and it's a great establishment, great people. Great food, great – you know what? I'm a drinker, so even better drinks.
Wait, you're a drinker?
You're a drinker?
Hey,
really?
Of course. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
And you even got a place to smoke my cigars out on the patio, so that's the greatest part about it.
Which is better than you circling the parking lot for an hour with a coffee in one of them, which I witnessed.
No, how about just sitting in the truck smoking
with
a cigar?
With the arm out the window?
With the arm out the window.
Yeah, I got this.
Hey, I need my fixes. I'm sorry. I enjoy it. It relaxes me. It makes it so I don't come in here and have to slap nobody.
You need your fixes, and only certain ones we can talk about in this restaurant.
Yes.
But at least we know coffee and cigars are two of them.
Yes, of course.
Right? We got giveaways throughout the afternoon. We've got a list of things that we're going to be giving away here in Nick's Place. So if you want to be a part of the giveaways, you got to be here in person. And, of course, if you guys have questions and you want to step up and talk to these two guys about the Texans game, the big one tomorrow night against Cincinnati, the playoff picture and everything else, we will be here, and we will be having some fun. Nick is already circling because he knows Granado is drinking. Fred Fowler is here. That means that two of the most all-world drinkers in Houston history will be putting on a display from now till the end of the afternoon. So if you want to drink with the big boys, pull up a chair, grab a mug, and get your drink on. Mac, what's going on? You guys ready for the holiday season already?
Yeah, I'm ready for the holiday season. I think I've done my last-minute Christmas shopping last night. So, you know, I'm ready for it. I'm going to sit at the house in my candy cane pajamas. Picture that.
Candy cane. So are they
red and white candy cane pajamas with coffee and a cigar? I'm gonna take the old trap.
Hey, so baby,
you're emulating this guy, but the candy cane pajamas have me in a bad visual. I almost threw up in the back of my mouth.
You see how long my legs are? You know that a candy cane gonna be long.
First of all, thankfully you said your legs. Second of all, I don't know where the candy cane is.
Which
and
leg?
I don't want to know.
The third one?
Yeah. I'm not talking about the tripod, Mr. Photographer. I'm talking about, big plans for you?
Oh, yeah. You know, for me, we're actually going to do breakfast. We're going to go to a restaurant. Can I name the restaurant that we're going to first?
If you like.
I mean, we're going to the Broken Egg as a family over in Pearland because it's just easier. Then we're going to, I think I'm going to probably make a tri-tip. I got about a 6-pound tri-tip I might smoke. And I got some pork loin I might smoke for later on in the day. But otherwise, man, I'm going to be smoking and drinking all day. Jeez, man.
Travis, I know you're that's California tri-tip.
That is a
California. We're in Texas. We're brisket. We want brisket.
Hey, you're right. But I am from Cali. And you know how at football games we don't do briskets. We don't do.
Why not?
We don't
do tailgate tomorrow. It's gonna be a lot of briskets out there tomorrow.
But
tailgating.
And guess what? The tailgate at the Casa de la Johnson is gonna be tri-tip. It's gonna. I seasoned the peppercorn. It's ready to roll. It's gonna be phenomenal.
Can I just say that Casa de la Johnson is way more refreshing to me,
and
I can relax
stuff.
A little bit. It's much better than when you said that you would put your Johnson on the back of Mr. McNair.
How about
Jersey?
So California. But how about we're in Texas. How about Trap J Ranch?
Right,
Trap J Ranch.
You know what? I could call it that, but my property ain't as big as yours down the street. I don't own 50 acres, you know what I mean, with a Playboy Mansion grotto in the back. You know?
I don't know what you're talking
about. With the two-tiered waterfall pool and all that.
Exactly.
I thought you got rid of the palatial McCardell Mansion.
That's he's building another one.
Look at the smile on his face. Yeah. If you guys can see this right now, if we were Facebook Live-ing this, this is the most I am guilty beyond belief face you've ever seen in your life.
Hey, and we got Bedrock City Comic out here.
Correct.
Yes.
You know Bedrock what? City Comics doing a lot of great things. They have the white version of the Travis Johnson doll here. It's the same 99 that he made famous in Texas, but instead of a TJ, there's a JJ on it. I don't know, but I think you could probably alter it before the holidays and give it away.
I might be able to put some duct tape on the back of it, give it to my son, tell him it's me, and just told me I was real light skinned at the time when they made it, but really I got my eye on this Ninja Turtle this jelly shot thing that makes jelly shots. But I'm gonna give it to my son, see if he makes his own little frozen lemonade shots. Yeah, that thing's all silicone tray. It's awesome.
Let me tell you something. You could alter that doll just as easy as Texans fans have altered their number 8 jerseys from Schaub and Carr, and then they just start getting creative. They just put another piece of tape over the back, and they can alter the number if they want to. But it's like someone tweeted me the other day, there's a laundry list of like 8 quarterbacks on the back of the one jersey because it just keeps rotating, and we got a big debut this week.
At least it's not as bad as the number 2 jersey in Cleveland.
No
true,
doubt.
True. Very true. Very true. But Jonathan Football has seen his day, and since we all hope he grows up, we don't call him Johnny anymore. How about that?
Jonathan, it sounds right for him right now because he needs to show some maturity. But getting to the revolving quarterbacks at overall Kirby.
Yes, please do.
I mean, I'm looking forward to Mr. Savage.
His
first start. Yep. I mean, you know, I think he's gonna show folks why, you know, they brought him here. And he wanted to compete for the job, but, you know, early in training camp. But when you bring in a guy that you sign for $72 million, you don't get a chance to really compete. But this is his chance right now to show folks that, hey, I this is my job. I'm trying to win this job to put the pressure on Brock next year.
Yeah, here's what I saw, and we talked about this during the week. I saw a guy that was poised in the pocket that had definitely done his homework when he was sitting there behind Brock, and he kept his composure enough to keep this team in a game management situation where he got him to come back from behind. He did enough things to win. There were some mistakes, but he got away with some of them. But this is his chance to shine where he doesn't have to look over his shoulder. He's got the reins. He's the quarterback. He's got a big game. He's on primetime. Texans record on primetime, not very good. Going to be very interesting to see how it all plays out because the stage is set. I mean, if he does what he's supposed to do or what he's capable of doing or what he thinks he can do, he could just run the table and be there the rest of the year and just take over.
Yeah, but here's the thing is, if he runs the table and wins the rest of the year,
yep.
they have an official quarterback controversy. Right now, it's not really too much of a controversy because he still makes $72 million.
Right.
You know, and you know good and well, I think, what is it, next year he's owed around $17 million.
Yep.
So it's still not a true quarterback controversy, especially because Savage is in a situation where he's been in this offense so long, he runs it a little bit better than Brock. Well, I mean, more than just a little bit better. He understands the offense.
Yes, because he sat back and watched Tom Brady do it.
He sat back, watched Tom Brady. He's watched everybody run this offense. But, you know, I'm excited to see what they can do. But like we said, they're on prime time.
Yeah.
And one thing we know is Mr. McNair doesn't want to get embarrassed on prime time. If his organization gets embarrassed on primetime, be prepared for a lot for the seat, if it's not hot, to actually start heating up.
Well, here's my question, right? I mean, you say you don't want to be embarrassed on primetime. What's more embarrassing than being 2-12 lifetime as a franchise in primetime? I mean, they have got to step up, and regardless of embarrassed or not, And I know people say, well, you don't need this Cincinnati game now because even if you lose it, if you beat Tennessee next week, you win the division, you get in the playoffs. I still think it's a major concern because you don't want to keep going out there with a chance to show the world and instead you trip over the tripod.
Well, I think this is going to be a turning point for them because the defense is playing out tremendous right now.
Yes.
They're playing tremendous.
And congrats to Jadeveon for making his first Pro Bowl.
Congratulations to him. But you know what? All they need is a little offense. If Savage can be Simeon for Denver, this team goes – This team will make the playoffs, and I know they're going to make the playoffs because my bet.
Because you picked them.
I picked them to make the playoffs, so and I picked them to run the table. And this is a game right here where I feel like if he comes out and just beat and just no mistakes, the defense wins this game.
Do me a favor, though. Don't bring up picks too much because last week I annihilated you guys. So I just want to let you know that before you get giddy.
That was 2 weeks ago.
That was 2 weeks ago.
Well, whatever it was.
Last week you were.
I was on fire.
And like I tell you, why you want to bring up old stuff?
Because old stuff is good stuff. That's why we still listen to Motown. Oh, there you go. Hey, we're at Nick's Place. We are going to be here till 4 o'clock. We got plenty of giveaways in-house only. If you want to win a giveaway, you got to be here. We are ESPN 97.5.
He's making a list.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Joel Blank on ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Nick's Place, here's Joel Blank and Travis Johnson. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
We are back at Nick's Place. You can be a part of our holiday celebration, our fiesta of Christmas. We are here, and you can join us 2713 Rocky Ridge, Westheimer, leaving the Galleria area. It's on the left-hand side, well before you hit Gessner. You can find us. You can join us. You can win some things. We're going to give away some things. John Granato already holding camp and putting on a display with both food and beverage. He is knee-deep in a calzone and at least one beverage. We have a ton of people from the station you can interact with. Raheel is still here, looking like the evil Christmas elf. He's got the hat on. He's ready to go. He's giving away a lot of free T-shirts because otherwise no one would wear them.
Tell Raheel I need one of those T-shirts.
Wow.
I need a T-shirt, man.
Raheel, why didn't you make me a T-shirt?
Because they don't come in 4X.
Well, if El Jefe has one, I should be able to get one.
El Jefe.
See, and that was just not in the holiday spirit
That's not.
Me and El Jefe about the same size. What you mean?
Not a chance.
I don't know what mirror you've been looking in, but it's at the fun house.
Hey, if I ask El Jefe how much he weighed, I bet you me and him weigh within 10 pounds of each other.
Snack bar's here.
What?
Snack bar's here. Will Palacek.
We still weigh the same. It's the same difference.
Will is well on his way to trying. He's jealous, so he's well on his way to trying to get in that double X club.
Wow. Will, get him off you, Will.
Hey, but
I keep telling Will, the smaller the clothes you wear does not hide what you have inside.
He's a modern dresser, man. He's a modern dresser. Skin tight, you know.
Will, I like the sweater vest, though.
Isn't in.
The sweater vest is awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, especially Christmas time, you put a little.
Should be running the Rockets if it was big enough. Or you could be running the Rockets if it was big enough, I should say. So you guys need to be out here. We've got giveaways galore. We've got some things. Who wants to win a prize out there? Does anybody care about winning prizes for the holidays? Okay, well, we've heard no over here, but no one asked you because you have to give them out. Therefore,
exactly.
There's more work for you to do.
Exactly.
So right?
We need some people that want to win prizes.
Tasha just want to give away candy and look at everybody crazy instead of doing any work. But it's all right, though.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So we've got prizes to give away. We'll probably think of some things to do so we can give away some presents. Bedrock Comics, Bedrock City Comics is here. They got a lot of great stuff. You can actually get some last minute Christmas shopping done right here before you leave. Come in, grab some food, beverages, listen to the show, grab some Christmas stuff on your way out. You're done. Your wife loves you. Everything's already taken care of. And at the same time, you're ready to hit home for the holidays. Whether you go to, what did he call it? Casa de Johnson?
Yeah, Casa de Johnson. Trap J Ranch
sounds
better.
Like a porn movie.
Trap J Ranch sounds
like a
better.
Bad porn movie. Hey. Welcome to Casa de Johnson. Boca Chica Bow Wow.
You know, we were talking earlier about festive, right? You know, things festive for you. And then you came up with a question
okay.
for our callers. our listeners about, you know, tell them what we was talking
That's
about.
That's right. We were talking about it before the show. So this is Festivus.
Yes, Festivus. Because right? FEF Friday.
And it's an FEF Friday, which is F hyphen eight, Y-E-A-H.
Right.
So that people aren't confused. F, yeah, anything F, football, fun, fantasy, even though not everybody's lucky like you and I to be in the championship games. By the way, I gave out some free information today on Twitter. If you're in your fantasy league championship game and you need a little extra tip, in 99.9% of the leagues, you can pick up a kicker named Grayson Allen that can get you through the championship game. He is available, and he can help you.
Hey, but did you see the tantrum he threw?
That's what I'm talking about. Yes.
Like that, I couldn't believe. Like he had a real live meltdown. Like his mama told him he had to go to bed with no cookies, or his mama told him, "Say if you do it one more time, we'll see you to bed without eating."
Yep.
Coach K lost it.
Then Coach K must have. Gave him a spanking on his way to the locker room and said, "You need to apologize," because he got in there and
not
apologized.
Not only did he have
like
to apologize,
to
Coach K brought old boy that he kicked into the Duke locker room
and made him apologize.
And made him apologize to him in there to his face.
He was supposed to,
and then he still got suspended, which he should have been.
I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm not apologizing. I apologize to the media, but you think I'm gonna apologize to him individually? You are crazy. Coach Biden would have brought him in there. Coach Biden would never have to do no foolish like that. Man, I'm not going to have you apologize, but you can do it on TV. But, no. I beat up Chris Ricks 1 year in the locker room. And Coach Bowden wrote me an apology to apologize to the team, not to him, for being a distraction at the national championship game. He didn't care about me beating up the quarterback himself. He cared about it being a distraction.
See, but Mac, did you catch that? Because this is the little bit of information that he's leaving out.
It's a lot.
It wasn't like a game against St. Mary's in the first week of the season.
It was a bowl game.
It was the national championship game.
I know this.
You guys know what happened at UNLV?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's another one of those where you don't do it when it doesn't matter. You do it when it matters most, and then it hurts you. And that's one you look back on, and you're going to go, whether you kick yourself or otherwise, you're not very happy long term. You may be, because you just have you have a comfort level with yourself that not many people have.
So Coach K had brought the guy over to so Grayson can apologize to him. You don't think that's the right thing to do?
Oh, it's probably the right thing to do, but apology is a sign of weakness. And when I'm I'm not apologizing. If it ain't my wife, I ain't apologizing. I could be dead wrong and will not apologize. And know I'm dead wrong and will not apologize.
How you gonna grow? How you going to grow as a player?
We got a porn shop here. He's going to grow.
I eat some more and I grow.
He can either
but
eat
you gotta
more
grow,
or go
you got to learn from that.
I understand.
When are you going to learn from that?
And
trying to teach him a lesson.
He tried, but the thing is.
And then he suspended him,
but
too.
But he's still not going to learn nothing. Because the fact of the matter is,
it's his third
time.
It's his third kick, like violation.
So it's like, why make him a pop? Because like he doesn't understand. Like even when he got the tech at first. He lost his mind because he was like, I can't believe they teched me. I can't believe they called a foul. Like, are you kidding me?
I would have told him, just go to the locker room.
But here's my question. Like, how Draymond has the flailing leg.
Yep.
Do you think it's just a natural reaction without him trying to do it on purpose? Or is he actually doing – is he doing it on purpose?
If you look at the other two that he's done – this was completely premeditated and intentional.
No doubt.
Yeah.
He knew what he was doing.
But here's the question. Is, to me, does it ruin his draft stock, for one? And for two, does it show me, because you know how we always say, a guy who gets a lot of holding calls is either weak in the hips or a guy or can't move or can't bend.
Right.
And do you think the tripping is a form of when he gets – when his weight shifts a certain way, he doesn't have the ability to switch direction fast enough. So you know how when you play on the park and somebody cross you up and you try to throw that leg, but you're not really throwing the leg to trip him, but you try to throw the leg to throw your body back over there. Do you think that's a lot of – because to me that just shows me a sign of him maybe being a weaker player and having a hard time changing direction. Do you believe that's on the same
– Definitely bad defense. He's a bad defensive player, and that's the way he gets through when he gets crossed over.
Okay.
I mean, I think he's a bad defensive player.
On the draft status, I think what it does is something that Coach K really enjoys. it makes him stay another year. I think he'd have come out at the end of this season. He's got a lot of hype. A lot of people believe in this kid as being a shooter and a guy that's going to fit in on the next level. This is one that says, you know what? Now I kind of probably have to prove myself all over again. I got to establish that I'm not only a good player, but that I can be a good dude and be a locker room guy and do things the right way. I think Coach K actually enjoys this because he knows he's going to have him for another season.
He's going to get a bona fide player coming back that's going to have a torch lit up on his butt to show folks that he is not who his previous actions are.
But that was the whole point coming back this year. And he showed us once again. So next year, you're going to come back and they're going to be like, he's a fourth-year senior.
Should we say he is?
He is who we thought he was.
Right, but he didn't come back this year to prove that he wasn't a bad guy.
Yeah, he did.
He
had a first-round grade last year.
Yeah, but, okay.
I'm just asking. I mean, this, we can debate.
No, and we can discuss
is
that.
Is this not the barbershop?
Yes,
it is. Is this not the barbershop?
Oh, wait, it's the living room.
The living room. The barbershop is the living room. Exactly.
Right. And based on the locker room, people aren't supposed to eat in the locker room. But Snack Bar is knee-deep in a calzone right now. So I'm telling you, if you guys want the best food in Houston, especially Italian food, but come on out to Nick's Place. Come out and visit us. Stop in. You can win some prizes, get some great food. You know that the holidays are going to kind of drag you down and you got all these things to do. This is the way you unwind before. You get yourself some adult beverages. You get yourself some great food. You listen to some great radio. And you win some great prizes. 2713 Rocky Ridge. You come out till 4 o'clock. For Keenan and Travis, I'm Joel. We're here till 4, ESPN 97.5.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Nick's Place, here's Joel Blank and Travis Johnson. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel, Travis, Keenan McCardell, till 4 o'clock, ESPN 97.5. Lots of lovely ladies and all the people that we love from our favorite station from Gal Media joining us here and around Nick's Place. It is the place to be. If you want to meet the people behind us that make us all go and do things the right way, they're here as well. Everybody's having a good time. Granato's already 2.5 drinks and 1.5 calzones in, so he definitely should be here till at least 7 p.m. tonight so you can enjoy a little John Granato festivity. It is the festive time, but it is, and my brother-in-law Mike, who's listening back in California, explained this to me, but it is Festivus, right? So it is the night before all the festivities, but it's a chance for you to be able to express your disappointments. So whether you do that by saying, I'm disappointed in Brock Osweiler.
Wow.
Or you're disappointed in the candy cane pajamas you got for Christmas.
I love them, though.
Okay, we're not. Then that's not on your list.
It's not
but
on
if
my
you
list.
Want to let us know what you're disappointed in, you can do it by calling in. You can do 713-780-ESPN, which is 713-780-3776. You can do it via Twitter, at TrapJ99, at Keenan McCardell, at PacManJoel with a K. And we'll get those on as well. But just a chance for you guys to talk about, like, what disappointed you this year, because there's plenty to it. And the other thing that I was thinking about today was, I'm just ready for 2016 to be over because there were just too many untimely deaths, too.
No doubt.
I mean, we go through and roll through that list, and it's like, man, you know, for 1 year to pack that big of a disappointing punch, it's been rough.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, we've had some real legends die.
Yeah.
Musically, athletically.
David Bowie, Prince.
Yeah.
I mean, you go on that list. There's plenty there.
Robin Thicke's dad. You
Correct.
Had me finish.
Yeah.
Alan.
Alan.
You weren't going there.
Muhammad Ali.
Yes. Arnold Palmer.
Yes. Yeah, Arnold Palmer.
The King.
Quentin Groves. We just had another NFL player will get shot and killed. I mean, it's
Brock Osweiler's career.
Oh man, no, he's still getting $20 million.
Oh, that's true. That's right.
He's still living.
Yeah,
he's standing on top of the bank with a crowbar without a ski mask.
I'd like to hear some of our listeners.
I think they can chime in. There's plenty that people can talk about because of the fact that, look, before you have a season of giving and you have everything you're thankful for and you celebrate with your family and friends tomorrow, hey, join us with Festivus and just let us know if there's things that disappointed you, things that didn't go your way, or that bummed you out a little bit, sports and otherwise. We'll take those as well. You guys can hit us up on Twitter, call in the show. Or
I got one right now.
All right, please let me know.
My first one is the Arizona Cardinals because I picked them for the Super Bowl.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. And they're out of the playoffs.
Yes, you did. They are officially gone.
Man, them boys will mess up a wet dream, won't they?
Yeah, will they?
Yeah. Oh, they. I was so I'm sitting there watching them all year because I thought they were coming. I thought they were coming out of the NFC, and they literally just start tricking the church's money off. Just real, like from the start of the season, and I couldn't believe it.
It got off to a bad start. Right from the get-go, the field goal kicker starts letting them down. And, you know, they had some tough breaks, but at the same time, everybody does.
My Florida State Seminole is another one that disappointed me this year.
Really?
Yeah, because, I mean, if we don't lose to North Carolina, we don't lose to North Carolina, we should have beat Clemson. And all of a sudden, we're in the Final Four. And now we go from the Final Four to, I mean, we still got a great bowl game against Michigan, even though it should have been against Wisconsin, but we don't want to speak on that.
No, I'm not happy about that. But overall, I can't be disappointed in the Badger season simply because I didn't see him being this good with the quarterback problems that they had. So it was a good season.
Okay, I got one for you. It's going to touch home for you.
All right.
If the Packers don't make the playoffs,
oh boy.
Is that a disappointing thing for you?
You better believe it.
What
you
about for the whole city?
For the entire state.
I mean, the entire state.
Y'all got to realize, back home, there is nothing to do for about 5.5 months. So if they're in the playoffs, that just means free entertainment for as long as they go.
Yeah.
If they don't get in, there's a whole lot of fat babies being born back home. That's all I can tell you, because they got to find something to do.
Fat babies, that's tough.
That's right, man. It's the wintertime. I always told you my theory on that, which is everybody says, well, why didn't you marry a girl from back home? I said, because back home, every year to stay warm, they put on 5 to 10, but they only take off 2 to 5 in the summertime. So by the time they're 30, they're plus 30, and they just keep going from there.
Yeah, that's a true statement.
So after this weekend, it's going to be a disappointment to you.
Because and I don't.
They're going to lose. And
you keep picking against them, and the Detroit, beauty of that is.
And Detroit's going to win.
Detroit's got Dallas. So, and by the way, and they lost last week. So the only difference would be we're playing them for the division straight up,
Dallas is going to rest everybody.
Dallas is already clinched, though.
I don't
That's
care.
The problem.
They're still not going to rest.
Dallas last night with Philly downing the ball at the end, the greatest offensive play imaginable is taking a knee. And when Philly took that knee, game was over.
And Dallas, they were clapping, celebrating. They was toasting each other. And guess what? Romo will see the field now.
Yeah, he will.
No, he won't, because it'll be too much to talk about. They don't want that kind of controversy going into the playoffs.
You also don't want your rookie to get hurt, especially based on he's played a lot of football the last few years from his college game.
Yes.
And if you able, and not just that, because of Romo being hurt, he's played a whole lot of football. He's played a lot more quarters, a lot more snaps in the preseason than a normal starter would have played, or a normal backup or third-team quarterback would have played. So he's played a lot of football, so I don't think you put him out there and allow him to take more snaps and more snaps. I think you keep him out there. I think you treat these next few games like preseason games.
Why don't you audition? Why don't you put him on audition for the next team he's going to?
Exactly.
Because you know how expensive that's going to be for one more year?
No, they're going to ship him out of there.
They're going to try, but that's so much dead cap money for them no matter what. And who's going to take his salary next year?
Not if they trade him.
Right,
but I'm saying, okay.
This is what's going to happen. They're going to trade him, and they're going to work out a new deal
when he gets there.
And there's a,
wow.
There's a lot of teams.
There's at least 15 teams in the league right now that need Tony Romo.
I know Denver would love him. I know Arizona might even think about him. The Jets would love him.
The Texans.
Chicago.
Now, I said that early on, and they gave credit to someone at another station for saying it, but I said it right off the top that would be a guy, and I kept asking the question, would you be okay if he was your starting quarterback next year in Houston, Texas? And everybody was like, ooh, I don't know if you can do that. I don't want to do all that. But guess what? If you believe that the rest of your roster is primed enough to be a deep playoff contending team.
And not just that, though. And not to cut you off, but I did cut you off. But
I need to flow, okay? To flow.
Well, then put the beat on and flow for me. But no, here's the thing: if you take Romo and you bring him in and you renegotiate his deal when you trade for him, and you tell him, say, hey, all we need you to do is 1 year, take a little bit less money, and we're going to re you up the following year. I think with the promise of what he could be here and the fact that he gets to stay in the state of Texas. I think that helps him to say, you know what, I'll let them pay Osweiler for another year, and then I'll get my money.
He doesn't want to play in New York or Denver because it's too cold, it's outside, there's a lot of problems, right?
Especially with his back. You don't want to play cold with his back.
I got a question for y'all. You said he don't want to play in New York or Denver.
Oh, he'll go to Denver.
He would go to Denver.
Denver only has a few games in the cold. They're not really that cold.
I know that, but here's the thing.
I'll go to Denver with the defense.
With the defense, yes. But I still think you got to figure out weapons outside. Well, you got to figure out your running game for sure. And you better hope CJ comes back and he's healthy, because they plot problems being balanced. And their offensive line hasn't looked as good as it should. So
the offensive line hasn't looked good in 3 years.
I think that's why I said I think he's going to look for a place that has the perfect storm for him. So play inside, play where there's a good offensive line, play where I got a safety valve.
The perfect storm
right
is not here. If you're talking about your offensive line, I mean, I think Denver's a little bit better than.
I can tell you another place that I think that, whether you believe it or not right now, I think, but when all is said and done, it'll be top of the list.
Which one?
St. Louis.
You just mentioned him as the biggest disappointment. And
Arizona?
That's exactly right.
I don't know. Do they move on from Carson Palmer? I don't know if they move on from Carson.
He's been hurt. He's getting older.
Carson's always been hurt.
Right, exactly. They're not one of these teams that, because we know how the Bidwells are. We know that they don't want to spend too much money. They don't want to go out and keep doing. So the thing is that they don't want to take a chance with a guy that's not going to be able to deliver by staying healthy the whole year and getting where they need to go. Everybody swore this was the team coming to Houston for the Super Bowl, and they're not even, as you say, they don't even have a seat at the table, let alone a knife and a fork.
But here's the thing. You're not going to get rid of a one hurt guy that's already in your building for another hurt guy that's not in your building. Like that right there, that'd be the quickest way to lose the locker room. Because they bring in Tony Romo, and he gets banged up next year and can't go. His back, he needs another backiotomy. And then all of a sudden, then what? Then what do you do? Everybody's like, man, we could have kept Carson for this. We at least know Carson and like Carson and fool with Carson.
Or they do what you said. He comes in, restructures the deal. For 1 year, he comes in on the cheap so that you got both guys, and you can see if one or the other gets hurt, you got a veteran backup.
Carson Palmer and Tony Romo can't survive on the same team.
He's going somewhere where there's a young, up-and-coming quarterback,
exactly.
And he's going to be there for the stopgap for 1 year, and then he's out of there.
Yeah,
For all that you just told me about where he's not going, it sure sounds like that recipe could be made in the kitchen here in Houston as well as in Denver. I'm just letting you know.
So he's a stopgap for Brock to get better?
No, I didn't say that. He's got two young ones here,
but they don't
just
have,
like he's got two young ones in Denver.
But they don't have any young good ones. Denver actually has a guy they took in the first round.
Late first round, but
yes. Yeah, but he's still a first round quarterback.
Yep, you know Paxton man? Lynch is there.
So that's a stopgap. Here in Houston is we need you to come in here and we need you to play in front of both these young guys, because we don't think either one of them going to be worth a plug nickel.
But we can't say either one of them because Savage hadn't put it.
He hadn't had that
opportunity.
His body of work is not there yet. But at the same time, how much do you allow him? How much do you allow him to work to see if he can do it?
Yeah, it's an interesting proposition. Something we can talk about.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
That's another one. And you got weapons. And you got a defense. And you got warm weather. It's a possibility.
And you got a tax-free environment.
And you got a new coach, so everybody starts on the same page all over again. Plenty to talk about. Travis Johnson, Keenan McCardo, and myself, Joel Blake. We are here, ESPN 97.5 at Nick's Place, 27-13 Rocky Ridge. Right before Gessner leaving the Galleria on Westheimer. Join us, won't you, till 4 o'clock, ESPN 97.5. Never will, never
kill, we always kill. ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Nick's Place. Here's Joel Blank and Travis Johnson, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Hey, it's a crazy atmosphere pre-holiday here. People are trying to get out of the malls, get out of the hustle and bustle, create some of their own. I know that Will Polacek created a hustle and bustle in his boiler room by just absolutely annihilating a calzone. If you want great food, you get yourself a calzone at Nick's Place, down in the boiler room. Well, the snack bar is attached to the boiler room because it's got to go through the snack bar to get to the boiler room. So you got that? So I got the floor plan for you, and I don't want to tell you where the outhouse is, but you can know after you get to the boiler room, it directly leads you to the outhouse.
But we got to give him credit. It's a lot of talking in the snack bar. He does a lot of talking.
Absolutely,
he does. Snack bar.
He mixes in a lot of verbiage with a lot of carbohydrates and other things. I can tell you that. And you know what? The funny thing is that he always tells me he's dieting, and then he's the first one in line when I bring food into the office.
Well,
that's the crazy thing.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. He's on a seafood diet. He sees it. He eats it. That's a seafood diet.
You hear that?
It's all right. I'm always on a seafood diet.
Right. That's always. Why I think one of the great contests here today should be guess Travis Johnson's playing weight and guess Travis Johnson's weight now. We might stump the bar the entire day.
Hey, you know what? That's a pretty good one, though.
I think that's something we should consider.
Hey, you know what? I used to win. You know, I used to go to theme parks back in the day.
Yeah.
And used to be able to win the big stuffed animal. Depend on how close they were to your weight.
Wait, you were the big stuffed animal?
But no, I wasn't the big stuffed animal. But that's how I always won everything. Because when I was in high school, I'd be like, well, guess how much I weigh? And the person would be like, 185. And then they'd be like, no, I'm 250. You know what I mean?
In high school?
I left high school 265.
Youch.
Wow.
So that was like everything.
I feel sorry for a lot of guards in California. High school guards in California.
Wow, you are not kidding. Hey, we're at Nick's place. You guys should come out and join us because there's a whole lot of fun going on. 2713 Rocky Ridge. You need a little break from the holiday shopping. We're right down from the Galleria. So get your shopping done and get the hell out of there. Head up Westheimer as you head towards the Beltway. Take a left on Rocky Ridge. We're here having a good time. All of the people from ESPN and Gal Media are here having a good time. You can meet and greet with some of your favorite on-air personalities like John Granato, who may be able to speak when you get here if it's before 3. Other than that, all bets are off because at that time, pretty much, there will be more beverages consumed than anything that we need to talk about on air. Sean Salisbury's still here. He still looks like he's going to a Nirvana concert.
Hey,
so as long as the plaid shirt is pressed, he's ready to go.
That's an awesome plaid shirt, though. That's the thing. That's an awesome plaid shirt that Salisbury has on right now. Hey, Salisbury, where'd you get that plaid shirt? I like it. Tommy Bahama. You know what? That's when you're rich, when you shop at Tommy Bahama. It can't hide that money. You know what?
Hey, that's that quarterback money.
That's that quarterback money.
His first guest was Kurt Cobain. That didn't go over so well. So then he said Tommy Bahama.
But you know what? I've liked Sean for the simple fact is he's a USC guy, and me being a Southern Cal guy, he's a USC guy. I grew up on everything Southern Cal from the McKay days to the Coach Robinson days. Those guys were the real deal. Like they were. A lot of people don't realize the USC in his day were how everybody thinks that Alabama is now.
And it was tailback you.
Every year they put out a quarterback, they put out a tailback, and they had awesome offensive linemen and defensive linemen.
If it was tailback you and they had the best offensive line in the country, I think what he's saying is pretty much Dell could have gotten behind center and made that offense work.
No, Dell couldn't have did that.
Right. Quarterback you?
No, it wasn't the quarterback's fault. It was not the quarterback. That's one thing. I mean, forever. Everybody watched Notre Dame every week.
They had no choice. That was the big national TV package. You had to watch Notre Dame.
I watched USC Michigan. That's it.
That was a big
every
year.
They're my only two
USC
games
Notre
that I
Dame USC Michigan.
Those are the only two teams that I watched. It was USC Michigan. I wouldn't watch the Powder Blue guys. You can't live soft and fight tough in Powder Blue. So I refuse to watch UCLA.
We only watch burn orange around here.
Listen, the
Earl Campbell days.
The USC guys, when he played, would have annihilated that burnt orange crap up in Austin.
Not a chance.
No question.
I'm telling you right now, though, my wife went to UCLA. Back in the day, UCLA put together a pretty good program, too.
Because how old is your wife? You don't mind me
I'm not going to say that on the air. I can't say that. She'll kill me.
But she's around your age, right?
No, not at all.
She's younger than you.
Oh, yeah.
She came up in the K McNown time, where they were putting up 80 points. I remember when they.
Are you sure it was that or wasn't Troy?
No, it wasn't Troy. Because if it was Troy, that means your wife would be.
She went to school with Baron Davis.
Yeah, so that means she went. She was around. She's a little older than me because I played Baron in high school.
Man, y'all make me feel old.
Yeah,
right
but y'all
now.
Might be same age.
That's
anyway,
what I'm saying.
UCLA but don't UCLA, sleep on them. They UCLA, had good program
they
too.
They did during that time when UCLA recruited me. The reason I didn't go to UCLA was the fact is I don't even remember Kenyon Coleman, the big defensive lineman. Kenyon was better as a freshman than he was as a senior. And not just that, they used to put up 60 points a game with Cade McNown, Brian Polydixon, Danny Farmer, Freddie Mitchell. They had everything you wanted to have on that team, but the defense wouldn't stop nobody. So they had to put up 50 points a game. I said, I can't be a part of that. I can't be a part of that at all.
Freddie Mitchell, the receiver?
Yes.
You already know. That's a sore spot you don't want to get into. You already know. What is that, 4th and 19? That's one of the, another one that will live in infamy with me. I don't need any of that. We are at Nick's Place. You can join us. Lots of great food, man. The calzones, unbelievable here. The Italian food, the pizza. You can get all kinds of food, great drink specials all afternoon. We're giving away stuff throughout the afternoon as well. So if you come in, stop in, talk to us. We're up here in the front. Let us know that you want to win something. Travis will concoct some kind of contest that will embarrass you and get you some prizes. We want to make sure that we interact with our fans and our listeners because we love y'all. And we are appreciative of everything that you guys do and follow us throughout the year. And that is with our Festivus, one thing I'm not disappointed in. I'm not disappointed in everything that we've been able to do and experience since we got the great opportunity with Gal Media. We have had a blast, but we have made a lot of great friends, including my man El Jefe, who is still anchoring down the middle seat here in the middle of the bar.
No question.
That was good. You really talked a lot there.
Yeah, I know. I mean, this is a wonderful place. You want me to talk more? I'll talk forever.
Yeah,
you know
they got food. I figured you could.
They got food. We got calzones. We got vodka. We're giving away coffee. We're giving away shots. We're giving away shots. Well, I mean, I don't know if they exist anymore.
Nick's also giving away Italian chocolate. And what's the bottom one right there?
Italian chocolate.
Oh, you gave away the bartender's kit.
We gave away the bartender's kit. But you know what? We have the Sugarland Skeeters 2-4 packs of the holiday lights. That's what we're going to give away.
That's going to be nice.
You know what? The bartender's kit for everybody who wasn't here.
Yeah.
We did Rochambeau. We did rock, paper, scissors for the two kids, and it was an awesome time. I saw people giving their best effort and using their minds. Next thing you know what we need to break out next? I wish we had a Connect Four to give away the next
one. Oh, that would be great.
If we had a Connect Four to give away the next one, that would be awesome.
My wife is adamant about the fact that we need to get back to basics and go back to board games and stuff because people we all grew up on them. They were fun, and now everybody thinks they're just like, you know, a flash in the pan and out of date and everything like that. I mean, I'm telling you right now, that's something that you could have some fun with.
Great board games, card games. You know what? I asked my daughter, I said, do you know how to play spades?
My wife has been teaching my
she
daughter
said,
how to play spades.
No. I said, well, sit down at the table. Daddy's going to tell you. They're going to teach you and show you what's
going
on.
Please tell me you didn't take her allowance money, though.
No, we don't play for money.
Okay,
for
I'm
spades.
Just checking. If
that's Bure, yeah, we do that.
No, okay. I shoot dice with my kids. I take their money.
You shoot dice?
Yeah, I tell my
but
kids.
But this
I
isn't
shoot
just
dice.
Any household environment. This is Casa de Johnson.
Oh,
Casa
you know,
de
Johnson. Hey, you can either call
which Dr. Dre said sounded like a meat factory. By the
well,
way,
well, Dr. Dre on 290, it could sound like a meat factory, or you can call it either the Casa de Johnson or Chateau de la Johnson. Either way, it's California. But
does Dr. Dre know how to play spades?
He'll find out. He'll hit up on Twitter. We'll find out. By the way, if you want to meet some of the pretty ladies in our office that do it every day and do it well and help us out, Judy is here from the office. She's fantastic. Charlotte's here. Brandon, he kicked it, Rice. He's here, too. Kirsten's here. We're everybody's – and then say it for me.
She has an ugly sweater on.
She has an ugly sweater on?
Yeah, let me see.
Is that a –
All I want for Christmas is Trap J 99.
Before there was a JJ, there was a Trap J, and he wore 99. He made it famous in this town.
You know what?
By the way, Charlotte is definitely in control. She's got that hair going today. Everybody's got it going good. We're all here for the pre-holiday festivities. We're having a Christmas party. You should join us. We're at Nick's Place on Rocky Ridge till 4. We're ESPN 97.5.
Home for sports is ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.